Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. We'll be hearing more from them as we are live here at CDME in Frankfurt. It is the Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN, all part of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from CDME in Frankfurt, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And I want to thank Kevin and Violetta for joining us here today.
For making it back from Cleveland.
Those of you who are regular listeners of the show know that they have been in Cleveland for the last 3 days.
Great work, you guys. Really
felt
great.
Felt like a month.
Yeah,
no
really
offense,
did.
Violetta. Multiple bathroom breaks there and the way back.
I have a small bladder. And I stay hydrated.
Size of a walnut.
It's none of your business. Yes. That is exactly what Donald Trump would say, by the way.
But they made it back safe and sound, and we're very happy. And nice job there, guys. I mean, that's like a pinch me moment, I would think, you know, in your life, right? To think about what that's going to mean, you know, to have been there for those games.
Kevin, it must have been so amazing to see the Chicago Cubs in the World Series, and you're sitting there watching it. And Violetta, must have been amazing to be at a bar down the street watching the Cavaliers game.
Yeah, the Cavs game. How was that?
The Cavs game was great. I think they won. But, no, I mean, even just the fans on the street getting their reaction, which is what I was doing, getting social media and posting videos, talking to everyone and seeing how much it means to them definitely made it more real, I think, to me.
And Cleveland, not as bad as anticipated. Actually, right? A pretty nice
that
town.
That is the slogan of the town, by the
it
way.
It really is.
Welcome to Cleveland, not as bad as anticipated.
Not as bad as you thought it would be.
Everyone is so nice there. Like, no matter what you do, they don't get mad. I directed traffic with a traffic guard one night.
Mm-hmm. You jaywalked?
I jaywalked. That I got yelled about. Oh. I don't know. They're just, like, very nice people. They laid back $3 beers at the bar. Can't beat it.
I want to go back to that. You directed traffic with a...
So when we were live on air with one of the hits, I found a baton that lights up. Remember, I told you about it?
Yeah.
You didn't listen? Mm-hmm. So I found it, and then I put it in my backpack, and I just started walking away because, you know, I kind of did that thing like, no, oh, this isn't anyone's. I'll just take it. And then after that...
She does that with purses at a bar, too.
It's just sitting here.
Is this anyone's? Okay, great.
Watch your purses here. That's all I'm saying.
So then later that night, you know, I saw traffic in a little unruly. The game was getting out because the Cubs were winning, and obviously Cleveland fans weren't too excited about that. So I started directing traffic. It was very fun. Uh-huh. And then I actually went and asked the traffic guard. I'm like, hey, I have my baton. Do you mind if I help? He's like, okay, sure. So the cars are going now. And then I actually let the pedestrians walk while the cars were still going. So it was kind of hectic. You can catch that video on WGNRadio.com.
And you did that with your selfie stick?
No, I did it with the real baton. Then, twist in the story.
How did you take a video of yourself?
Oh, no. I had
you
some people
you just did this
there.
For fun?
No, I, yeah.
She hired an intern for the trip. I'm not exactly
the
sure
lackey
who it
had
was,
a lackey.
But we had...
Wow.
And Cleveland became Wrigleyville, essentially, after the game. All Cubs fans were shutting down the bars in Cleveland as the Indians fans trekked home.
Yeah, as well it should be, let's be honest. I mean, that's the Anna and I spent
a little bit of time
a month
there.
In Cleveland over 2 days that we were there for the Republican National Convention. And it actually is, as Kevin does say, it's lovely in that part of downtown Cleveland.
Right.
Both of our people that we were meeting with there said, oh, don't ever go east of here for any reason whatsoever, because you will die.
And we needed the warning. Yeah, we didn't go there.
That's where Creepy Uncle lives.
Yes, it's exactly.
Kevin got us lost one night, actually, probably in a bad area.
That's not true.
Yeah. She's telling on you, Kevin.
And the beautiful part is Chicago has no bad areas, so we have a lot of room to talk. It's a wonderful thing. All right, hey, you know what it's time for, don't you? Yes, indeed it is. Here we go.
The top five at five on the Rokon Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokon Show. Let's go.
All right, right now I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. My hot little hand, 3-2-981-7200, 3-2-981-7200. 19th caller rips us off for that. True outlet prices every day. Home of the Edge, Kitchen and Bath Showroom. How about that? Oh, you know what? No, hold on. Wait, what? It's Thursday.
Yes.
Stop the presses.
What do you mean?
That is not a $50 gift certificate.
No.
That is the extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood. That's what that is.
Another great prize.
You can put your pizza on that from here.
Yes.
Ken? Won't be disappointed.
No, I use that all the time, and it's like the size of a small state. It's like Rhode Island. You can move like your vegetables over to one side of it, and then you can cut other stuff, and it's
right. You don't have to keep moving it into the bowls. It just all fits.
Right.
It's perfect.
Exactly. I just leave it there. Mm-hmm. I don't even put it in the pan or anything like that. I just leave it there. It's very exciting. I think I've oversold it now. All right.
You think?
It is time now. Here's the idea. The idea of this is the worst seventh inning stretch renditions in the history of Wrigley Field.
And that's a tough contest, I think. We can all think of a few that didn't go so well.
These are the top five worst ever. We start with
number five,
Donald Trump 2000. Oh. One, two, three, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never come back. It's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Oh, dear.
I didn't think that was so bad.
Really?
No.
I think the crowd was booing from the get-go the entire time. I've never heard that.
Well, he said, I hope I never come back.
Oh, did he say the wrong words?
Give him a script.
Yeah, and he
they do need scripts, some of them. Yeah. The
and
talents.
He said home team, not cubbies.
Right.
And can he afford some peanuts?
Qualification.
Well, the other
piece, Cracker Jacks?
The other piece of that is that that was when he was selling the Trump Tower here, right?
That's
when
they were doing
the Trump Tower.
When you got the street sign that's going to be taken down now, right?
Yes, right. I don't know. It was bad. All right. And number... Wait, hold on. Let Orion do it.
Number four.
Thank you. This is Mr. T in 1998.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes you out at the old ball game. Go, Cubs, go!
Points for that.
Yeah, go Cubs go. I like hearing that today.
Three strikes you out.
Yes.
Old saying goes.
I knock you out.
You know it would be with Mr. T.
Yeah.
Three strikes.
I just want to say this, that the worst part of this top five is we got to hear this three more times.
And they get worse.
Yeah.
Progressively worse.
Although, have you all heard the Scottie Pippen Christmas album? Have you people heard that yet? Yeah. We'll play that for you, too. That's really
something. What do you think of Scottie Pippen's version? Take me out to the ball game, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to be appearing with Scotty on Windy City Live tomorrow, and I have to somehow be there after we've been playing the Scottie Pippen Christmas album commercial for all week.
He'd probably laugh
that
about
we made
it.
Up. Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He's got such a sense of humor about the whole thing.
I hope he does.
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. Hello and welcome back. Judy. It is the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantes right here on 720 WGN. And Judy was just lecturing the audience about their behavior.
They were out of order, and they needed to be scolded.
Yes.
Judgy Judy.
Judgy That's Judy, right. Exactly right.
She's don't justice. Judge me, but I will judge you. Mm-hmm.
Anna, would you like to tell us something?
I would. Here it is. Weeknights, WGN-TV presents Cubs Nightly, a nightly show for everything Cubs through the entire World Series. Watch Cubs Nightly weeknights at 6.
Oh.
On WGN-TV.
That was very, very well done. Mm-hmm, all right, well, the top five continues. Very musical. It is the top five worst performances of the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. Checking in at
number three.
Scottie Pippen, 2016.
Yeah, I'm going to need your help, okay? How about it? A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball. I don't care if I'm never come back. Or is root, root, root for the Cubbies. Yeah, they don't win.
it's a shame. Why is one, two, three strikes you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Cubby!
Oh, man.
Oh, I can't believe that's only number three.
That's 12.4 seconds I wish he'd walked away from, too. There you go. Thank God somebody got that reference. All right, checking in at
number two.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep.
2003.
That belongs there.
Let's go out to the ball game. Let's go out to the room. Take me in the room. Bring us in. I don't remember what I have to do. And I've run out of the ground. You're out at the old ball game. Yeah.
How can that not be number one?
When you hear number one, you'll know why. But in Ozzy Osbourne's head, that made total sense.
It totally did. And to be fair, that's kind of how he always sounds, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like he forgot the words. That's how he sort of speaks.
Right. It was sort of...
Like that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Sharon!
Right.
Sharon, have you been the national out of seven stretch? People, don't let your kids do drugs. All right, and finally,
number one,
Mike Ditka.
Oh.
1998.
A one, and a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Me out with the crowd. All these happy nuts and grandeur jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will throw them for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. One, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Coach.
Finish strong. The coach.
My guy.
He loves you, Kevin. I mean, that's your guy.
Love the coach.
That was either the best or worst rendition of the seventh inning stretch of all
time.
It's
the coach. You got to, give it points. That's just true. For that
Ditka.
Point.
Yeah. That's the man. That's the man right there. Don't you wish? But wouldn't you like to have him back at least for the remainder of this season as the Chicago Bears head coach? Yes. I'd like him to just have one conversation with Jay Cutler alone in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. The rest of you, get out of here. And then it's just Jay and the coach with that beard he's got now flying and the whole thing.
Jay would come out with pantyhose on.
Exactly. And his legs would be chilled like mine are for some reason. You know, I'm dressed, for those of you who can't see this, which is everybody except for the people here. I'm dressed as Ryan Lochte, the great American swimmer, liar and mugging victim. Ha! Yeah. I am still on Dancing with the Stars, dude. I just want to say that my co-dancer,
Cheryl Burke.
But I know she's so hot.
Dude, they got Za here. We should get some Za.
Oh, righteous Za, you're so right. Did I tell you about the time? Do you remember the time I got held up in Brazil after the Olympics? And then I told my mother about it, and it was really a lie. And then she told Fox News, and then, the whole world hated me.
I wish your mom never did that.
No. It's made me, $1 million because, all my important endorsements went away. And then I got indicted by the government in Brazil.
Very.
I know. And they were going to, extradict me, too, which was,
so impressive.
Oh. I'm like, dude, I'm going to get extradicted. No, it's the best. Uh-huh. No. All right. But then they decided not to indict me, and then no one extradicted me, which, kind of sucked.
Yeah, that sucks, bro. But then, sorry, man.
Yeah, I know. But then I got, engaged to this total hottie.
Babe alert.
I know. And now I got to decide between the dancing babe and then the one I gave the other babe. What's her name?
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
Babe one.
I know. She's hot, though.
Total bad.
Anyway, that's because my wig is too heavy on my head right now.
It's a nice wig, though. The blue blonde look is it suits you, Ro.
That is what's happening there. All right. We are going to come back here to for the radio audience. For this audience here, we're not leaving. Unfortunately for them. But for the radio audience, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back on the other side, and we've got Sven Gulli is here to play News or Ruse. I don't think you're going to want to miss that. I'd also like to thank Wooden Paddle Pizza of Orland Park for bringing their delicious wood-fired pizzas made to order right here at the broadcast. They've got like a fire pit
deal
delicious. Out there. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Good.